Competitive Advantage, Creating and Sustaining Superior Performance by Michael E. Porter. Definition of Competitive Advantage. Competitive advantage is at the heart of any firm's performance. Knowledge and competitive advantage is information that offers an activity-based management method for a firm. It introduces strategic thinking and management of a firm through the use of value chains. It offers extensive assessment of organizational challenges and risks involved, among other factors that are involved in competitive advantage. The rules of competition. Competition is a core determinant of the success or failure of a business. A competitive strategy is important in establishing a position that withstands competition while maintaining sustainability and profitability of a business. Competitive strategy should be modeled from the knowledge of the industry attractiveness. This helps in creating strategies that favor the company over the competition. The rules of competition that define the industry structure are embodied in five forces. 1. The entry of new competitors offers threats of stiff competition. 2. The buying power of buyers determines the demand. 3. The bargaining power of suppliers. 4. The threat of substitute products in the market. 5. Rivalry among competitors. Value chain. The value chain of a firm is the systematic method of examining the firm's activities and analyzing them. Firms' value chains within an industry differ in many ways, including competitive scope, which may give the company its competitive advantage. Competitive advantage can be gained when a company specializes on serving a single segment of the industry, bringing out differentiation. Also, integration with the value chain of related firms in other industries and defining the geographical market reach also offers competitive advantage. Cost advantage. A firm needs a defined framework for cost analysis for success in gaining competitive advantage. It is one type of achieving cost advantage. Even for the firms aiming at gaining the advantage through differentiation, cost analysis is important in many ways for them. Cost analysis is done using the following steps. First, identify the value chain by defining the operation costs and assets to value activities. After that, assign the cost for each value activity the firm is involved in. Proper procurement practices are essential for a firm to maintain its cost position. There are steps that can be taken to reduce costs, including tuning the specifications of purchased inputs to ensure they offer more value for which they were needed, setting purchase policies that enhance bargaining leverage, and properly choosing suppliers and managing their costs. Strategies for achieving cost leadership also cause failure due to lack of understanding the behavior of their costs, causing failure to make more proper adjustments. Some common errors made in management include ignoring procurement, focusing only on the cost of manufacturing, ignoring indirect costs and small activities, misconception of cost drivers, causing misdiagnosis, failure to exploit linkages, thinking incrementally, and undermining differentiation. Differentiation. This is another method of achieving competitive advantage. Differentiation occurs when a firm provides a valuable product that is unique to the firm alone. The value chain in and itself has the ability to offer differentiation in aspects such as the raw materials and other value activities. It can stem from any point of the value chain, both within the firm and in downstream, with respect to dealings with other entities. A firm's uniqueness is determined by certain drivers of differentiation. They include policy choices, linkages within the firm and with suppliers and channels, timing, location, interrelationships, integration, scale, institution, and learning. When considering differentiation, the firm needs to analyze the value that will be increased, the cost of the changes, and the impact of the differentiation on the competitive advantage. The cost position may need major adjustments as the company improves on the value. Technology and the competitive advantage. Technological changes are unavoidable, as they are basic drivers of competition. Technology has direct and indirect links to the competition. Technology is embodied in every aspect of the value chain. It is important for every value activity. It affects the competitive advantage in that it has a significant role in determining cost position and differentiation. However, before technological changes are implemented, it is necessary to learn whether or not it is desirable for the firm by assessing its impact on production rate, cost of production, and increasing value to the buyer by offering better quality, among other factors. Technology should be selected with consideration of the impact on all aspects of the business. Depending on the aim of the firm in competitive advantage, different technologies may be employed. Achieving sustainable technological advantage requires the firm to keep innovating faster than their competition, and by having original technology that cannot be duplicated. Competition. In an industry, a firm needs to learn the kind of competition they face. Competition may have a positive impact on the business. Competition offers benefits such as increasing competitive advantage, improving industry structure, and deterring entry of new players and market development. A good competitor challenges the firm to be proactive and helps in developing a sustainable growth of the industry. Bad competitors, on the other hand, make it difficult for the company to maintain competitive advantage. Additionally, it also impacts an entire industry's stability. The firms involved must work continually to manage the expectation of competitors. Driving competitors to desperation, attacking good leaders, having too big a market share are some causes of failure in competitor selection. Industry segmentation. Industry segmentation is necessary for competitive strategy formulation. Structural differences and value chain differences are some reasons for industry segmentation. Segmentation of products can be done in terms of product size, price, packaging, input level, performance, and features. Buyer segments can be either industrial or commercial buyers. Many other segments of an industry may be segmented to guarantee success in the industry, including channel segmentation and geographic segmentation, among others. Segments work as differentiation in that they define the segment's scope. Additionally, it changes attractiveness of products in line with the buyer's needs. A company chooses the segments to focus in depending on the sustainability of each segment against competitors and substitution. The threat of substitution. Substitution is a process that poses a threat to any industry. In order to cope with the threat, the firm needs to identify substitutes that threaten it. The substitute may be a product that has similar applications or a range of applications. Substitution is a function of three factors, including the cost of switching to the substitute, buyer's propensity to switch, and prices of the substitute compared to the product. The threat of substitution changes with time, mostly in five areas: changes in relative price, value, switching cost, buyer perception of value, and propensity to substitute. Any of these factors may change, changing the threat by escalating or even eliminating the threat completely. A substitute may cause a shift in industry structure. Corporate strategy. Many firms recognize two types of strategy, including business unit strategy and corporate strategy. Many firms divide their functions to small business units, which are answerable to the management. Interrelationship between business units needs to be analyzed to understand their impact on competitive advantage. There are three types of interrelationships among business units: tangible interrelationships, intangible interrelationships, and competitor interrelationships. These types may also occur together to complement each other. Sharing also affects differentiation by lowering the cost of production or increasing the uniqueness of the product. Interrelationships involve costs of coordination, compromise, and inflexibility. There are different types of interrelationships in an industry. They can be to the advantage of the firm. Interrelationships include production, market, procurement, technology, and infrastructure relationships. Intangible interrelationships are caused by similarities among business units, including generic strategies, value chain configuration, and some value activities. Competitor interrelationships occur when a firm competes with rivals diversified in more than one business unit. Competitor interrelationships may be classified as either single-point or multi-point competitors. Different interrelationships may pose a threat or opportunity to the firm. Competitive advantages dictates how issues of corporate strategy are addressed. Horizontal strategy is used to coordinate the goals and strategies of related business units. Sustaining the competitive advantage. A firm is always at risk of being overtaken by its competitors. It's for this reason that it needs offensive and defensive strategies. The strategies are then implemented depending on the context. For instance, when a competitor is vulnerable, the company may go for an offensive to win the market share. When the competitors go on the offensive, the firm needs to have defensive strategies. This helps the firm to stand without losing their competitive advantage. All these strategies are made with the knowledge of the market, competition, and the firm itself, all of which are discussed in the former topics. Market leaders enjoy advantages such as reputation and economies of scale, which make the defensive strategy easier. Therefore, there are conditions that should be met before attacking the market leader, including 1. Proximity and other activities. 2. Impediments to leader retaliation. 3. A sustainable competitive advantage. These conditions are results of the principles of competitive advantage. A challenger needs to have a different strategy in order to successfully attack the industry leader. The avenues of attack can be discussed as reconfiguration, redefinition, and pure spending. Each of these changes the state of competition, giving the firm different competitive positions and advantage. Other methods of attacking may be forming alliances through acquisition and coalitions in order to increase the company's market share or increase the presence in new locations.